It's a virtual heat wave, according to what we had yesterday, as we are at 15 degrees, which is about 11 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. Even though last night, Pat, I got up at midnight and it was zero. Did we have some cloud cover come in?
I don't think so.
It was zero at midnight, and then when I got up at 4 o'clock,
it was warmer.
It was seven. Yeah, it had gone up to 7 degrees.
Well, the Arctic air is leaving, so that's probably it. We bottomed out, and we're headed to the mid 30s today, which is 20 degrees warmer than it was yesterday, and it'll be sunny. There's only one problem: that will be breezy. So, you're out this afternoon, and you say, "Well, yeah, it is. It is in the mid 30s, but it doesn't feel like that. That's because of the wind." And tonight will be partly cloudy in the mid 20s. Or tomorrow, partly cloudy, maybe a scattered snow shower or rain shower. No big deal. I'm thinking upper 30s, even close to 40. Then the front goes by. Sun and clouds and windy. Mid 20s for the high Friday. Sunny, breezy, and quite cold again on Saturday in the mid teens. So we're back to the Arctic air on Saturday. And Sunday, well, that spells problems. Increasing cloudiness on Sunday. Temperatures will be in the 20s. The storm yesterday that we spoke about in the Southland, the only model to bring it up the coast was the American GFS model. And then yesterday, everybody started jumping on the bandwagon. And today now, all the modeling bringing it up north, but not as a nor'easter. So sometimes you'd be better off having it as a nor'easter. Would mean a lot more snow, but it would not mean the potential of this mixing with ice. Because the initial thinking is that the storm, or the let's say the parent storm, would travel just inland to Pennsylvania with a secondary along the coast. But when you have two competing for the battle like that, very often warm air comes in aloft, and that causes the snow to either mix with or change over to sleet.
I don't want that.
I know, neither do I.
I want a snowstorm. I don't want more ice. I'm just starting to get rid of the ice.
Yeah, well, the verdict is still out, and there's a reason for it. The system that is going to cause this storm is still in the Pacific Ocean. Once it moves on land and the computers attach itself to it and see it, they'll have much more, specific information. So I'm thinking from this afternoon through tomorrow, Friday, we'll get more and more certain as to what's going to happen.
Now, that second chunk of bitter cold air, when's that going to come in for a day or two?
That comes in Saturday into Sunday.
I tell you. I feel like a rubber ball being bounced all over the place.
Yeah, well, this is kind of what I thought would be the winter would be like. So we shall see how things pan out there. Otherwise, there's no real big problems for us through Saturday. The temperatures, of course, are going to be bouncing up and down, but at least we don't have to worry about any storms right through Saturday. The pressure mounts Sunday to Monday, and Monday, of course, is a holiday. So in a way, that's a good thing. There'll be a lot less people on the roads, and schools will be closed. So, we don't have to worry about school buses and any of that stuff. So, and it's Martin Luther King weekend, and I tell you all the time, it's always associated with some sort of a storm, either before or after. So we'll see what happens. But meanwhile, you sound fine. You feeling good today?
I'm feeling better today. A little bit better each day. Today I actually am wearing both braces. Finally, I can get into on my right leg, my right knee. The swelling has gone down, so I've got that on. And what that does for me is give me more stability when I'm standing. Just to get that, I'm much more stable standing, and I've got to go in. I've got my orders from the doctor to next week set up the second slate of blood tests, so that's going to happen. And this drug they have me on, which stopped the inflammation of my of my lungs also has cut down the inflammation on all my joints, and I don't have any pain in my shoulders. I don't have any pain in my fingers. I don't have any pain in my knee joints.
Well, that's a good thing.
Well, it's not a good thing because it's a steroid, but but still, it's almost like there's a brief respite. It's really nice. I can just get up and hop right out of bed. I can hop get right out of a chair. I was having trouble putting a coat on because of I can do all those things again. So I'm in a much better frame of mind.
Well, that is really good. I wish I could say the same thing. I spent 3 hours at urgent care yesterday.
I was going to say, what do they come up with?
Colitis.
Ah.
And they took a CAT scan. They took blood. They took the vitals. All the blood work, all the vitals, all normal. Then they gave me an IV drip because I was dehydrated. Now she gave me, the doctor gave me two different types of antibiotics. Of course, when I went to the pharmacy yesterday, late afternoon, that wasn't called in yet. So I'm supposed to pick those up today, but I'm not comfortable with that. I'm not at all. One is Cipro, and the other one starts with an M. And when I looked it up on the internet, it said when the two were combined, it could cause the heart to race. So I was not comfortable with that at all. Luckily, they have me scheduled to see the gastro guy on Thursday, which is tomorrow. So I think what I'll do is I'll go to the pharmacy today. I'll pick up the drugs, and I'll take the Cipro. I'm not going to take both. I'll take the Cipro, and when I see him tomorrow, I'll see what he says about the results of the CAT scan, what he thinks I should be taking, because I'm just not a pill person at all. And Cipro is a pretty strong antibiotic, as you well know.
Yeah, very strong, very, very strong.
Yeah, so, you know.
So basically you have an inflammation problem too then. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. And I said to her, how do you get this? She said, oh, it could be anything. I said to myself, well, good thing you're not a meteorologist.
That's right.
Answering questions like this. But that was it. She said, but, you know, it's a liquid diet, clear liquid diet. She said, until you start feeling better, and then you could slowly add to it. But, you know, no meat. Just try to stay away from dairy products. You know, they want it just clear liquid. So, I mean, having broth for lunch and dinner, what can I tell you? You know, they're too thrilled.
Well, you know, and it did come up after you had all these holiday things where you had a lot of food.
Yeah. What does that mean?
Well, maybe it aggravated something to do it.
Yeah, it's true. You know, they said
it could be
liquid, it could be solids, you know, kind of bacteria, so I guess so.
There's food, because I remember my family had colitis. There's food that does cause colitis that can open the door to it.
Great.
So I mean, I think you've probably, you'll get over it and move on, just like I'm going to get over what I got and move on. But yeah, these inflammation diseases are hard to track and find because they replicate other diseases.
Exactly. And, and now my lower back is hurting. That's about it this morning. Lower back is hurting.
Well, they also
did a CAT scan with dye and all of that. I don't know if it's got anything to do with it.
It's what's interesting about it. It can affect your eyes and stuff like that as well.
Yeah, I know.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And like I said, in today's modern medicine, they have to do so many tests because all these diseases imitate one another.
It's incredible.
Yep. Oh, well, it's what keeps the medical business going.
That's right. And in the meantime, what keeps me going is the weather, and thank goodness today is good.
All right. Well, maybe I'll get the ice off the front of my car today if it gets warm enough.
There you go.
It's still there, about an inch thick.
Jeez.
All right, Pat, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what's going on with your health and the weather.
All right, same here. You take care. Bye, Marshall.
Bye-bye. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.